Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus. Oh.
High school football playoff coverage continues tonight on Talk 1580 WVKO. I'm Gary Richards. Join Mitchell Palliavegas and me as things get down to the nitty-gritty. It's Division I state semifinal action live from Welcome Stadium in Dayton as the Pickerington North Panthers take on the Cincinnati Moeller Fighting Crusaders. High school football playoff action on your local news, talk, and sports station, Talk 1580 WVKO.
JP's Restaurant and Party Facility, beautifully budgeted at Fulton Field. Host your event in our 5,000-square-foot indoor party facility or smaller outdoor party tent. Or we can bring the fun to you. We specialize in catering for all types of functions, including parties, corporate events, weddings, rehearsal dinners, and more. Affordable and fun, just one call, and we do it all. Call JP's today or visit us on the web at www.jpsbarbecue.com.
That's jpsbbq.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in Columbus? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Columbus area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Columbus is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-591-2344. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-591-2344. That's 1-800-591-2344.
This is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. So I got in a flame war the other day on Facebook with a couple right-wingers. And this one guy obviously is Google stalking me and tracked down my old landline. And he posted all but the last two digits of it. He's like, "Be nice, Kenny." And then he put liberal rant line. Of course, you know, if you call that, God knows who you're going to get, because I haven't had that phone number in like 5 years. You know, all these people start stalking me. A couple of them sent emails to Michael Allwood telling him to fire me. Hey, if you want to get me fired from Turn Up the Night, talk to the boss. Who's the boss of the show and has two thumbs? This guy. Again, that's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick on Columbus's only progressive destination on the AM dial, WVKO 1580.
You gotta fight for your right to work.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
You've tuned in to the Blue State Diner with your host, Michael Allwood. Want to weigh in? Call the studio line at area code 614-821-1580. And now, here's Michael.
Thanks, Rick. Of course, you know I'm not Michael Allwood. I'm his right-hand man, Roy Turner, for the Blue State Diner right here on 1580 WBKO. And Mike, don't worry about it. Watch the game. Do what you're doing with the lovely Veronica. I man the ship, and I have everything under control for the moment. But on today's show, we have Rob Ebright and Deshaun Isaac, the crew from WCRS Radio on 98.3, 102.1 FM. Also, I have Gina Hawthorne Hill, a Democratic caucus for the 35th District, better known as Driving Park. And matter of fact, she's my first guest. So how you doing, Ms. Hill?
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem.
I'm doing well.
All right. First off the back, I want to ask you, do you have any comments about the Driving Park controversy with the pens at the voting election, this past election?
Yes, I think that, you know, in the time of voting, from the Freedom Riders to the first black vote, I believe that the game has definitely changed because of that. Until this day, this day, we're going to see a lot of that, and we've been seeing it over the years, you know. Voting has become very hectic for some of our voters in the area, as well as the change up of polls and things like that. You know, I kind of feel that, you know, as a community, not being educated about our voters' rights, not being educated on where to vote and how to vote for some of our elders as well as our new voters, it's going to be very hard, and I think that controversy just said it all right there. It tells you that our weakest link is our inner-city neighborhoods, and it's planned that way. I don't believe that, you know, it's just happened that way. It's planned to be that way.
Like those billboards that was set up telling people if they vote, if they don't have the right information, they can be incarcerated for 10 years and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right. I mean, you know, we fought a long time to get those who are incarcerated to be able to vote coming out. So,
right.
you know, that's a scare tactic, I believe.
Okay. So how long have you been a Democratic caucus for the Driving Park area?
We created the caucus about 2 years ago. It didn't go well in the beginning. We had a lot of people who, was told that if Obama didn't win, that there would be no need for the Democrats and things like that. So, you know, we heard that, during a large meeting, during a large community meeting, and a lot of people actually believed that. So as time went on, we did grow. We did get our people back. But with all the scare tactics that's going on and, you know, the different commercials confusing most of our elders who were those who actually were involved,
okay.
You know, they were just kind of scared, you know.
And it seems like only in our community that they use these scare tactics. And I don't know. I know we have a great voice when it comes to who's being elected. But from 2004 with those lines and the Driving Park situation and, you know, Karl Rove and Fox, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like Ohio's the hotbed for people getting elected.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if maybe they're scared with our voice. I don't know for sure. But.
Well, you know what? I know one thing is that, you know, the black voice is always going to be intimidating as well as our vote. And then we also have other cultural entities that are coming up, the Latinos and the Asians. They're here as well. You know, they have strong groups. They have very strong groups. My suggestion is that you know, even though African Americans have a strong voice, we need to start using it. There are so many others that are, if we don't stand up for our communities, our elders, our children, our next generations, then it will be the same. You know, maybe next time it might be worse. You know, that controversy will probably be worse in the next presidential election, I'm sure.
I agree. What got you into politics?
Well, I was born into it. My family was very active back in the 60s with the Martin Luther King movement. So I've always been very boisterous, even during elementary school, holding protests for anything I could find, you know. So I grew up in it. I'm very proud of that piece of heritage that I have. What got me into it with Driving Park was that I saw that the young people knew absolutely nothing. The schools weren't teaching the young people any voters' education pieces. So, you know, I just kind of saw my neighborhood falling apart. Our ward leaders were basically unknown, you know, and they should remain unknown because at this point I would be embarrassed.
Wow.
Okay, I would be politically embarrassed to be a ward leader of Ward 35 and 5. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it really takes a toll. And when it's your own people, your own skin color, you know, I would have to say that it's time for Driving Park to take a stand and find another way. There is another way. I have that way.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, our ward leaders will be held accountable, and we will be looking into things. We will make contact with all of our neighbors in the Driving Park area to see that this doesn't happen again in the next election.
So if you were to be the ward's president, what changes would you make to the Driving Park area?
I would hold every single person accountable that is supposed to hold me accountable.
Okay.
You know, and I've said this before that, you know, our leadership, you know, the Democrat leadership, the Central Committee, you know, the party period, you know, I don't want to say it, you know, to be incorrect, but I see a lot of space there. I see a lot of gaps, where there's a lack of communication, things like that. And as a Democrat myself, it's pretty shocking. So, you know, my changes would be, to basically put out strong educational pieces to bring us back to where we need to be, and then also to ensure that our neighbors in Driving Park are holding all of those above us accountable.
Okay, so what area for your neighbors, like neighborhood watch, trash pickup, you know, basically taking care of your neighborhood?
No, we do that. I mean, we do the watch, you know, which is also another political piece for me, because when, you know, when they tell our neighborhoods that this is all you can do, then that's a shame, because we have Worthington. They are so strong. We have some of the Sioux Foleys out there, you know. I believe, and I'm going to say this, you know, Chris Redfern, keep watch, because we love Sue. We watch Sue because she's making us stronger and better as we grow. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I think that we need to start looking at some of our younger leaders as well, our political science students, our young people who are coming up. And I'm definitely going to call them for help. I'm definitely going to do that. We will be doing educational pieces that will be basically untraditional to the average political educational pieces that are thrown at us now.
Okay, Gina, we have a caller for the Blue State Diner. Welcome, caller. How you doing?
Hi, I'm really enjoying the show. I try not to. First time I call it your show, I think, but I'm trying not to call in too much. But as far as your guest goes. Even though I don't live in that area, I can feel your passion. And we certainly need people that's going to speak truth to power, like Dr. Bob Petrakis. But even though I was registered as a Democrat, I'm not impressed at all with the Democratic Party here in Columbus, Ohio, because I do believe that they, I don't believe it, I know, they close their eyes to a lot of things that should be our constitutional rights as far as protecting our votes, and they look the other way. It's always, we'll do better at the next election. And the next election never comes. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think, you know, we need to put more pressure on the Democratic Party, not just, you know, on the national scope, but I'm talking about here in Columbus, Ohio. We need to make some dire change. And I want to see what's your platform for doing that. And thank you. And I'm going to just sit back and enjoy your conversation.
Thank
and
you, darling.
Thought process.
All right, thank you.
My platform to that, answering the caller, is that we start becoming observers ourselves, and that we recondition ourselves in the way that we think. Right now, we've been very conditioned. As a Democrat, I also sit into the party trainings and meetings and things like that, you know, and I feel like, you know, I'm not a part of that. There is a lot of turning the backs. There is a lot of sometimes not knowing. And then the other piece that I believe is really, really the part that really hurts our communities is that we keep the same people in office. We have the same people switching seats. We have those that just simply just need to pass the torch, you know. So I think that if we as a people, not only just with Driving Park, you know, start taking that stand, the non-traditional stand, and taking our voters' rights back into our hands and not just being trained by the party, as we say, I think that we will show out a lot more in our election process. And I think it should just be given to the communities. I think that the community leadership should also be held accountable. You know, when you go vote, you don't see no commissioners because they already voted. Well, they need to be out there. You know, that's what they're for. We have civic leaders out there that are not at the polls. We have, you know, so many people that we hold accountable that we're not holding accountable that are supposed to be held accountable for that. So I could see a big change in doing something like that. But it's going to take more than me to take that stand. So I hope that, you know, our listeners are willing to ask their family members to stand up. Join me in the fight. You know, make sure that the young people are involved. We need everybody. So we hope that, you know, with this broadcast here, that this can make a difference. And one question that I always had is that has the elections any time been fair? No. But it's time to stand up for what we believe in, our rights. We are the voters, and, you know, we need a change.
For the Democratic Party, I feel like the cities in Ohio, most of them, the big cities, are Democratic, but the state as a whole are Republican, mm-hmm. and we're making that transition. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a time where the Democratic Party has been so fragile. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I forgot her name, she was running for office this past election, and the Democratic Party did not really have her back. It was going for Sherrod Brown,
yeah,
and I forgot the other person's name, but uh-huh. they didn't have her best interest in mind. Uh-huh. So, mm-hmm. in your opinion, when did the Democratic Party just really shut down like this?
Well, in my opinion only. From what I've seen is that, you know, the women are not really supported. From what I've seen, yes, we did. We've had our women who are standing up, who are running for office, our Tracy Hurds, our Joyce Beatties. We do have our Shalita Chavarises. We have all these many women who are standing up. But, I mean, you know, even they fall short of voters' attention because, you know, they got to come out. They got to come out into the areas where they're scared of. You know, they really have to come out into our inner city neighborhoods and ask for that support. And we'll give it to them. We'll give them the support, but they really need to come out.
Because it seemed like they only come out every 4 years when you really need a vote.
Well, they come out when they need us to vote, you know, mm-hmm. like maybe 3 months before. But, you know, no one is really active. You know, we don't have activism from our Democrat politicians. I would like to see that. You know, we have some powerful people in our inner city neighborhoods that are not being supported by our political people that we are voting for. And I see that firsthand, you know. So, and with that being said, you know, I think that the whole political issue, you know, has always been surrounded in by men, and it will continue to be that way unless these particular women who are standing up to run for office and to be our leader, our leadership, not only politically, but as a female. That's what we need to look at. We need to look at things like that. They need to be out more.
Okay, so before we go on commercial break, you have any last words for our listeners?
Yeah, I have some last words for our listeners. I would like for every listener to conversate with their elders and their families and ask them the stories of what they had to go through. Ask the different generations in your family what they had to go through to get to where we are today. And where are we? We're still almost in the same place we was back then, so we need to get with it.
All right, that was Gina Hawthorne Hill, Democratic Caucus for the 35th District, better known as Driving Park. And in case listeners is like, where's Michael Allwood? Well, he's enjoying himself, probably watching the game with the lovely Veronica. I'm his right-hand man, Roy Turner, for the Blue State Diner, and we're about to go on break, so we'll be right back.
More of the Blue State Diner coming up after these brief messages.
High school football playoff coverage continues tonight on Talk 1580 WVKO. I'm Gary Richards. Join Mitchell Palliavegas and me as things get down to the nitty-gritty. It's Division I state semifinal action live from Welcome Stadium in Dayton as the Pickerington North Panthers take on the Cincinnati Molar Fighting Crusaders. High school football playoff action on your local news, talk, and sports station, Talk 1580 WVKO.
JP's Restaurant and Party Facility, beautifully budgeted at Fulton Field. Host your event in our 5,000-square-foot indoor party facility or smaller outdoor party tent. Or we can bring the fun to you. We specialize in catering for all types of functions, including parties, corporate events, weddings, rehearsal dinners, and more. Affordable and fun, just one call, and we do it all. Call JP's today or visit us on the web at www.jpsbarbecue.com.
That's jpsbbq.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in Columbus? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star. Flip this house. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Columbus area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Columbus is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-591-2344. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-591-2344. That's 1-800-591-2344.
This is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. So I got in a flame war the other day on Facebook with a couple right-wingers. And this one guy obviously is Google stalking me and tracked down my old landline. And he posted all but the last two digits of it. He's like, be nice, Kenny. And then he put liberal rant line. Of course, you know, if you call that, God knows who you're going to get, because I haven't had that phone number in like 5 years. You know, all these people start stalking me. A couple of them sent emails to Michael Allwood telling him to fire me. Hey, if you want to get me fired from Turn Up the Night, talk to the boss. Who's the boss of the show and has two thumbs? This guy. Again, that's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick on Columbus's only progressive destination on the AM dial, WVKO 1580.
You gotta fight for your right to
war. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Be sure to thank those businesses for paying the bill here at Blue State Diner. Now back to your server, Michael Allwood.
Thank you again, Rick. Of course, I'm not Michael Allwood. I'm his right-hand man, Roy Turner, for the Blue State Diner on 1580 WVKO. And before we get to our next guest, Ms. Gina Hawthorne-Hill says, if anybody want to contact her, please contact her at area code 614-769-0542. That's 614-769-0542. Now, I think this is going to be the best part of the show, y'all.
You're hoping it is.
We have in the building the crew from WCRS, the president. Rob Ebright and Mr. Weatherman himself, the technical support of all the stuff going WCRS, Deshaun Isaac.
And officially, as of this Tuesday, past Tuesday, elected the program director of WCRS officially.
Wow. That's big. That's big. Now, there's supposed to be one more guest, Ralph Tillis. What's up with him, man?
He's watching the game right now. And speaking of the game, we have 7-0 on for Ohio State right now. And Ohio State's winning right now 7-0.
Let me get this straight. Hold on. Ralph, I know you ready to talk, Ralph. I'm sorry.
Sure, I
got it. How are you going to have a person that's supposed to be on the show with y'all on, you know, Mike Allwood with Blue State Diner, 1580 WVKL, supposed to come on the show, he don't show up? But
Well, you know, Ralph Tillis likes his sports. He was originally going to do a sports and hip-hop show for WCRS.
Was
he? Yeah, what happened to the hip-hop part, Ralph, if you're hearing me out there, what happened to the hip-hop? I know you do the hip-hop part. What happened to the sports part? Are you trying to leave that to somebody else? What's up, man?
I mean, I seen the man come through the door like every now and then. You know, he might smoke his cigarette. I come through. I say, how you doing? He just nod his head like he don't like me or something. I mean, I don't understand his attitude, you know. And I talk to you. I talk to Deshaun. You know, I talk to Ralph. Like, well, come on the show. And, you know,
don't talk to him before he gets his beer.
Really?
Yeah. That's how he operates.
He drinks beer.
Hey, you got to do something to loosen up before you go on air.
I wonder how loose he is right now since he can't come to the show.
You know. Too dang loose to be on air. I actually called him and told him. I called him right before the game. He was chilling. He almost got us in trouble with a rant.
Well, you know, anybody who wants to listen to Ralph Tillis, you know, he has his hip-hop show on WCRS every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, so.
Yeah, it's
there's not a lot of sports on it, but it's definitely some of the best local hip-hop in Columbus, you know, a lot of other stuff, too, so.
Yeah, and we have all excellent shows on WCRS. If you haven't listened to us, you can always download us on the TuneIn app, because also, I'm kind of sneaking this in, WVKO is also on the TuneIn app as well. So download it, enjoy it, have WVKO on your phone anytime you want.
Yeah, and I bet some of our listeners, you know, we are on WVKO, have no idea what WCRS is. Yeah.
Right, so can you explain, you know, I'm sorry about that Ralph Tiller's rant. I'm sorry. I just don't like people who are unprofessional. I'm sorry.
Well, we're an all-volunteer station, so we got all kinds of different sorts of people with different commitment levels and a different ability. You know, people got to work. So basically, WCRS is a Columbus community radio station. We're a nonprofit, so we have no commercials. We're on 98.3 and 102.1 from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. And basically, we are community-driven radio. We're actually neighbors, you know, with WVKO. We got a room in the downstairs in the first floor of the facilities, the carriage house behind 1021 East Broad. So that's where we are at, and we are basically volunteer-driven radio. Totally different way of doing radio, but basically the point that we have is we're trying to promote local voices, local music, local culture, and also provide people a chance to have their voices on the air that aren't normally going to be on most other radio stations. So we're actually a low-power FM station, so that means if you actually try to tune us in your car, you might be able to get us, but in your house, unless you have a really good digital tuner, there's a very strong chance that unless you got one of those big antennas up and you know what you're doing, it's going to be hard to pick us up. So actually, picking us up online is one of the better options for people who are sitting there at their houses. If they even tried to tune in, we're only on 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. So, and yeah, we've been around for actually about 5 years.
Okay.
I'm actually the board chair of the Neighborhood Network, which is now the license holder for WCRS. But WCRS has quite the history in its short time on the air. For, you know, from its inception, it was actually with Simply Living, ecologically focused lifestyle and, you know, kind of community-driven nonprofit. They're primarily up in Clintonville. They're at the Maynard Methodist Church at, like, Indianola and Maynard right now. That's where they have their offices. And they've basically incubated a bunch of community projects, such as Local Matters, which is a nonprofit that works on local food issues to try to promote, you know, locally grown food. And they do a number of other things. But they basically decided a couple years ago, almost 2 years in December, that they were going to transfer the license to us, since the Neighbor Network is focused on community media as its entire, you know, focus. So they decided that running a radio station was not the one thing they wanted to do, and so they passed it on to the Neighbor Network. And the Neighbor Network is a nonprofit that I ended up as the chair of. So
okay, so that was an easy transition. Basically.
Yeah, well, a lot of the volunteers at WCRS were already board members or, you know, members of the Neighborhood Network.
Okay.
So it was basically our media nonprofit that we had, that we were working on stuff. We actually applied for a full Power FM license up in Sunbury, but we didn't get the numbers right to get it. You know, basically some other nonprofit that I don't think was even able to build their full their station. They didn't get it up by the time that their construction permit expired. So there was no full power FM station for the Central Ohio area from that. But basically, we had applied for that, and so we had already done all the stuff we needed to get the FCC license. So now we run WCRS.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to ask you a very important question. I want you to be very honest with me. Who's the vice president?
We do not have a vice president.
Oh, wow.
But we are looking for board members.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, we have a couple of potential board members in here right now, Deshaun Isaac. And Gina Hawthorne Hill was interested as well. And, you know, if anybody out there is interested, you can go to the neighborhoodnetwork.info is our board webpage, our nonprofit webpage. And anybody wants to check out the WCRS can go to WCRSFM.org. And you can contact us from there, too. But basically, we're a community-ran, you know, all-volunteer nonprofit. So, you know, anybody who's interested would want to basically put in a lot of time into the station. You know, basically we want people to be volunteers as well as board members. And we're also always looking for volunteers, you know. If you listen to Mike Allwood and Roy Turner here every week and you're like, wow, I'd really like to do that, you know, you could get your feet wet at WCRS. You know, that's kind of what we're here for, is providing opportunities for people to get their voices out there. So,
well, I bet you one thing, and I'll put my last quarter on the line, I bet you Ralph Tillis probably haven't applied for the board membership because he ain't come to the show today. I can't believe you, Ralph. It's all right, Ralph. It's okay. I thought it was over with, but, you know, I'm sorry. Now I got to get professional. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, get professional already, man. I mean, if you're going to come over here and rant all the time, I mean, you hosting the Blue State Diner today, man.
Yeah, I understand. You know, sometimes I don't handle rejection well. I'm sorry. But Mr. Deshaun Isaac.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with WCRS since, I think, May of this year. And funny story how I discovered WCRS, actually. I was actually checking out WCRS. I knew WCRS existed for, like, last couple years. I didn't know exactly where they were broadcasting from. And one day I decided, okay, I want to check out this station and see what they're about and see what they need. And I actually, before I even start with that, my background's been radio and television. That's my love. That's my passion. That's something that I've always loved doing, being a part of. And I've been trying to find something to put my skills with, mainly radio and television. I even started an internet radio station way back in the day. I learned that it's really hard to do, and I still had the passion for it. So I ended up with WCRS, went over to there, saw Ralph Tillis, Jack, and all of them, and I ended up joining on board with WCRS about a week ago, the day I signed up for it. Fast forward to a few weeks later, I ended up being in charge of the promotions department at WCRS.
Now, you talking about Jack Voiceover Schultz?
Yeah, Jack Schultz.
Okay. Now, he told me earlier in the week that he was going to come. And you know what? And that's a professional, Ralph. Sorry. Go ahead, Deshaun.
Quit it with Ralph's probably yelling in at the TV right now. It's 7-7.
Yeah, Michigan just scored.
Yeah, I just saw that. But back to what I was talking about. I kind of joined on that time, and I decided it needed my skills. It needed me to be a part of it in a big way. So I joined on board. I've been helping with programming there, and I'm bringing on shows there as well. And just the latest right now, I'm pretty much been helping with the programming, and pretty much they say, okay, come on, you do it.
All right, so you don't have those shows then?
I don't have any. Actually, I do. I don't have any official shows on there. I mainly read the forecast, do PSAs there, and
Well, hold on. You do the forecast. That means you're the weather guy, right?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Did you say it was going to snow today?
No, I didn't. I said it was going to snow on Tuesday. Now, I did say we were going to have a chance of snow, but I didn't think it would actually get on down here because I saw that we were going to have some snow up in Cleveland and all the way down to the Great Lakes.
Oh.
But I didn't think that would reach us, but it reached us this morning, and they said flurries was in the forecast, but Tuesday might be our first measurable snow. Latest estimates I'm seeing is between 1 to 2.
So in other words, you're not responsible for what's happening out
there. Oh, heck no.
Really?
Oh, heck no. I ain't responsible.
Okay. Just double checking whether
there's other weather guys in the city. I'm just a weather reporter. I'm just reporting the facts.
Okay, I ain't gonna be too hard on you. I'm sorry. When I seen those flurries, I was like,
Hey, imagine my thought when I saw those flurries. I was like, what the heck is going on out there? I'm supposed to be the weather guy, and I didn't even see the dang flurries. What the heck is wrong with me?
Well, President, if your weather guy didn't predict the snow, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think Deshaun does a great job with weather. You know, I don't think he's actually a certified meteorologist.
Oh, no.
I think he just kind of checks the internet and, you know, compiles and uses his hunches. So,
oh.
You know, I, we don't have any Doppler radars. We don't even pretend. We're just letting you know what's going on, you know, what's likely to happen based upon what all the people with the, you know, the weather prediction software and those giant computers and things. Yeah. We don't have any gimmicks like that. He's just reading you the weather as he thinks. But, you know, when I was working on my roof for my house, I tuned in to WCRS weather to make sure it wasn't going to rain.
So he was right during the summer then.
Yeah, he did get a job on summer. He knew it was going to be hot when he was walking into the station, too.
You know, walking, that's determination and skill right there. When you walking into the station and doing your and you have a passion for it, you always got to have a passion for what you do, man.
You know what? That's a good way to save him, Rob. That's a presidential order right there.
No, that's being a board president and going like, okay, man, don't get it wrong. At least I see the big stuff, like Hurricane Sandy. It was mainly a horrible wind event here, but I actually heard from our, I'm actually letting people know about this. Our sister station, our Pacifica affiliate, sister station, because WCRS is Ohio's only Pacifica station in the country. Like, we're the only one in the whole state of Ohio that broadcasts Pacifica programming, and that's something that is another thing that we're pretty proud about as well.
All right. Well, listeners, we got to go to break, but when we come back, we still going to have the crew for WCRS FM 98.3, 102.1 FM. This is Roy Turner for the Blue State Diner, and we'll be back.
Michael serving up more of the best talk in town right after these fine businesses pick up the tab.
High school football playoff coverage continues tonight on Talk 1580 WBKO. I'm Gary Richards. Join Mitchell Pally of Vegas and me as things get down to the nitty-gritty. It's Division I state semifinal action live from Welcome Stadium in Dayton as the Pickerington North Panthers take on the Cincinnati Molar Fighting Crusaders. High school football playoff action on your local news, talk, and sports station, Talk 1580 WBKO.
JP's Restaurant and Party Facility, beautifully budgeted at Fulton Field. Host your event in our 5,000-square-foot indoor party facility or smaller outdoor party tent. Or we can bring the fun to you. We specialize in catering for all types of functions, including parties, corporate events, weddings, rehearsal dinners, and more. Affordable and fun, just one call, and we do it all. Call JP's today or visit us on the web at www.jpsbarbecue.com.
That's jpsbbq.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in Columbus? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Columbus area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Columbus is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-591-2344. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-591-2344. That's 1-800-591-2344.
This is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. EKO 1580 AM, Columbus's progressive talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. So I got in a flame war the other day on Facebook with a couple right-wingers. And this one guy obviously is Google stalking me and tracked down my old landline. And he posted all but the last two digits of it. He's like, "Be nice, Kenny." And then he put liberal rant line. Of course, you know, if you call that, God knows who you're going to get, because I haven't had that phone number in like 5 years. You know, all these people start stalking me. A couple of them sent emails to Michael Allwood telling him to fire me. Hey, if you want to get me fired from Turn Up the Night, talk to the boss. Who's the boss of the show and has two thumbs? This guy. Again, that's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick on Columbus's only progressive destination on the AM dial, WVKO 1580.
You gotta fight for your right to
work. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here. here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Michael serving up more of the best talk in town right after these fine businesses pick up the tab.
Well,
we're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Elwood.
Now, you see, sometimes when you ain't used to being in control, you might press the wrong button from time to time. But we still have our guests on the WCRS radio station, 98.3, 102.1 FM. Rob E. Bright, the president.
How's it going?
And Deshaun Isaac, the program director.
Yeah,
slash
the PD.
Slash, sometimes I predict snow, sometimes I won't. Weatherman, I guess.
Hey, are you just going? Hey, go back to busting Ralph's you know what.
Now look, man. See, I was going to give Ralph a break, man. I was going to give him a break. But, see, you just opened up an old wound, and I'm sorry. It's 12:45, Ralph. Where you at, man? Where you at? What? Michigan, I mean, Ohio State winning 10-7. So, you could have checked the score, came up here and said, hi, my name is Ralph Tillis. You know, I do a radio show and left. I would have been very appreciative about that. But, fortunately, there's other shows on WCRS, so you can't promote your own show from now. So, Mr. Ebright, can you tell us about the fine programming on WCRS-FM?
Yeah, like Deshaun was saying earlier, we are Pacifica affiliate, so we do a number of news shows that are Pacifica based. One of them is Democracy Now, and I'm sure that a lot of listeners have already heard of Democracy Now. If not, you can go to democracynow.org. But they are a daily news show coming out of New York, hosted by Amy Goodman, and they provide coverage of all the different news stories that are going on around the world, and they provide interviews that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media for the most part. And then we also carry a couple other, that's on every day at 5. At 6 o'clock, we have Al Jazeera coming from Pacifica, but it's an Al Jazeera, which Al Jazeera, I don't know if how many people, it's Al Jazeera English, so we're not just breaking into Arabic. And, you know, basically they're providing, you know, they have reporters all over the Middle East and even all over the world. You know, they're an alternative to, like, the BBC, you know, that's providing and actually paying people to go out there into war zones to provide coverage.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Free Speech Radio News at 6:30, and that's just put together by people from all over the world, volunteers and activist reporters kind of covering what's going on. So we have those which are national and international news. But we also have a number of local music shows. You know, pretty much every night after, you know, from 3 to around 7, we have, for the most part, that's when we have our public affairs. We have different talk, you know. So for the people here listening to VKL, you might want to tune in any of those times. You know, we have our own other stuff. But then we also have local music on every night starting around 7 o'clock.
Okay. So you have local artists on your music?
Yeah. Ralph has some local hip-hop artists.
See, there's that name again. We don't want to talk about Ralph. It's 1248 and he still ain't here.
Wait. Pat Radio? We got Radio, Pat Radio, which is now on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. He interviews a lot of local indie, you know, independent rock and other words, alternative musicians.
Okay.
We have yesterday's Top Secrets, Tim Anstett. That guy's been doing a show almost every week for, you know, since we've been on the air, as far as I can tell. You know, every Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock, you know, you can turn in, you know, high entertainment, you know, radio, low power, high entertainment, as Tim likes to say it, you know. So we have a lot of local, these local music shows that are really good, you know. We have a couple of other hip-hop shows You know, we got the Progressive Grind going on Tuesday nights at 9.
I like that show.
ICJ.
ICJ.
And then we even have a number of electronic music shows, you know, that are kind of, you know,
some
unique.
Like house music.
House and drum and bass. We actually have our own drum and bass show. It's exclusively drum and bass. So, and we have a show called The Beat Oracle that comes on every Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Six to eight,
you know, they're coming on. You know, basically they play experimental electronic and otherwise music from all over the world. They even are rebroadcasting, I think, in Indonesia or Bali. So, you know, some of our shows are picked up all over the world. We got an international crowd. We have the World Party, which is, you know, basically he's playing the top dance hits from around the world. So stuff you're not going to hear, you know, anywhere else on the radio. I mean, even then we have Pomoja FM, which is on Wednesdays. That's African music. We have...
Okay.
Wow. I mean, we just... It's just, you know, we have a really diverse group of music. You know, we actually even have a Hispanic, Latino, Spanish show, Buendia Columbus, every Tuesday. I think it's going to be moving to 4 o'clock. Has been on at 3 o'clock. And then we also have Latino Connection, which is all Latino music every Saturday, 8 to 10.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you tune in from 3 to 6 p.m., you're probably going to wonder... What's going on, you know, on my radio? Because it's Somali radio. We actually are the only radio broadcast station that features local Somali public affairs, you know, from two nonprofits,
okay,
you know, in town. So Donjir News, you know, they're providing, you know, we're providing them with an opportunity to serve their community, which is, we have the second largest Somali population
in the country, yeah.
You know, probably one of the, maybe even third in the world, you know, as far as I know, Mogadishu, then Minneapolis, and then Columbus, Ohio, you know, so.
And it makes sense for your show's concept, for the station as a whole. Columbus is a melting pot city, and so to have so many styles of shows that come on your radio station, to me, is fabulous, you know. I tune in for ICJ. Progressive grind.
ICJ, all of them, and we did election night coverage while WVKO was doing their election coverage.
Right,
we were doing
right.
election coverage as well, and we had all of our Tuesday night shows come in live. I really think our lineup of hosts have been excellent. We even have a reporter that is on Free Speech Radio News every weeknight. I want to give him a little props here, right here on WVKO. Evan Davis, he does a lot of coverage for Free Speech Radio News. You hear on Pacifica and for our local show, which is our local public affairs show, Conscientious Voices, which you could hear Fridays at 4 right here on over on WCRS 102.1 98.3 FM. And we just moved, just effective as this week, Middle Eastern Focus have rejoined our schedule at 3 o'clock on Friday. So we're doing a lot of big changes. And if people got any interesting shows out there that we would love to hear, hit us up on wcrsfm.org. We're always looking for great shows, and we always are looking for great programming.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot again, Prez, in front of probably like the 17 or 18 people who are actually listening because Ohio State-Michigan game is on, so no pressure. what do you feel, what is the best lineup in the day of the week for your programs?
You know, every day has its own kind of focus, especially Focus Tuesday night. You know, we got some... Hip-hop, I can't really say what day is the best, you know.
Okay.
Thursday's a pretty good lineup, too. I don't think we talked much about Thursdays. You know, we have a lot of, you know, we got started off with yesterday's Top Secrets.
Okay.
And then we got Street Fight Radio, which is a political comedy show hosted by some anarchists. So they're going after both sides of the political spectrum. They're just kind of, they don't really hold any punches. They're just kind of very opinionated but funny, you know.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, 9 o'clock we have... Yeah. On Thursdays, we have Weird with Bo Davis, followed by Fat Beard at 10. And these guys are mostly
Hold on. When you say Get Weird.
Yeah, they're playing, you
know. Fat Beard.
Yeah, and then Pat Radio, like you're saying. These guys are doing weird, you know, indie rock, punk rock kind of stuff that you're not really, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, lots of people who know their music are like, wow, this is really good music, but you're not hearing it anywhere else on the radio because it's not the watered-down alternative stuff that's on predominant on, you know, some of the other stations where it's, you know. So we give people a chance to be artistic. It's an important thing because in Columbus doesn't have a lot of independent radio stations. I mean, even VKO is like, you know, come on and off throughout the years, you know, because it's hard in this market because it's like dominated primarily by a lot of corporate, very corporate radios. Even the independent, you know, small radio struggle because we don't even have any like college radio. We had a college radio station at OSU, but it was micro broadcast. They didn't even have an LPFM at that time, and they, I think, got shut down by the FCC because they upgraded their transmitter without going from the two blocks to something that maybe even got around campus a little bit, but that happened a long time ago, and they went on to a web station. But we've, you know, I got into radio kind of interested in it, you know. I was always interested in radio growing up, but then when I moved to Chicago, there was all kinds of radio. There was college radio, like, man, five different stations. Anybody, there was interesting stuff on the radio. You would tune in to WZRD, and it would just be weird, you know, like stuff that would just go, whoa, what am I listening to? Change your mind. So that's one of the things when I got back to Columbus from Chicago, I got really excited about this idea of this radio station. I tried to get involved, but it took a number of years before it even came into being. You know, it was, they had applied in 2003 something, or even 2000 something. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but, and then they didn't even get started until 2007 or 2008. And so it was a number, I think, 2007, you know, December 2007 is when they went on. And then that's when in 3 years we transferred it over to the neighborhood network. But, you know, radio is can be such a vibrant medium, you know, for local people to talk to each other and do things. But, you know, if we don't, yeah, you know, give a local voices, then it's, you know, a lot of it is like, you know, far too, you know, coming from, you know, the big corporations that aren't giving, you know, like local shows, that aren't doing any local shows anymore. So we try to do a lot of local shows.
You know, back on the Chicago thing, it's like every time when you turn the radio in Chicago, you know, every little dot on the radio thing had a station.
Yeah.
And you're hearing anything in Chicago. Yeah, that's a big market, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things we want to bring to Central Ohio is unique. That's one of the things of WCRS we want to bring to air. Unique, different, fun, educational, informative, fun programming that will inspire you, educate you, and entertain you as well. Because a lot of our shows, from the top down, we have a great lineup and a great amount of volunteers and people that come out and actually support us. And that's one thing that I'm very proud to be a part of WCRS with. The volunteers, what keeps me going with WCRS is the volunteers, the people who support us via listening on air or donating via our website, WCRSFM.org. That's what makes us a great station, with the people, and we like to be real radio for the people, because even though we are small, we can sound big as well.
Okay. I know I've been picking with you, Deshaun. I ain't going to pick with you no more. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
In 5 years, where do you see WCRS?
This is my personal feeling. I'm not the board or anyone else. I do see WCRS being a force in our community. I see us from what I'm planning to do in 2013, and what I would like to do in 2013 is, we already broadcast online 24/7. I'm going to look at our online, let our on-air signal be a way to listen to us as well online, and give you good programming 24/7. Maybe in a few years, hopefully so, we become a 24-hour station here in Columbus.
Okay, Rob, same question. 5 years, where do you see WCRS?
5 years? Well, we actually got our license renewed until 2020, so we are beyond hopefully at least 8 years,
okay,
probably longer.
Okay, 8 years. Okay, all right.
But, you know, where I'd like to see us continue, like he was saying, moving to a 24-hour station. I mean, it's really a challenge. I'd like to see a WCRS expand beyond simply radio as the neighborhood network into doing, you know, more community media, adding some video components and kind of blossoming our local reporting, because I think that's really kind of the thing that we could really do, is getting people out there to these meetings that are going on, getting interviews with local politicians, with local activists, and kind of bringing together more investigative kind of news stories. And so that's what I'd really like to see.
All right. Well, I want to thank my guests today, Ms. Gina Hawthorne Hill, Rob E. Bright, Deshaun Isaac, the WCRS crew. Hold on. I know he didn't come in this door. You're not getting on the air. You're not getting on the air. No, Ralph. You're not. Nope. Nope. No.
You're come not on. Stumbling in here.
Come on time, Ralph. All right, listeners. My name is Roy Turner, filling in for Michael Allwell for the Blue State Diner. Go Bucks. And someone please tell me the score, because I'm going to be here all day. Have a good one, y'all.
This has been the Blue State Diner with Michael Allwood, a production of Talk 1580 WVKO. Join Michael next week at noon for another edition of the Blue State Diner.
Have flowed from the work of a single man.
There is work to be done. The state of our economy calls for action, bold and swift, and we will act.
We will take action when action is required.
Good afternoon, everybody. David Schuster here on Take Action News. This is the last weekend in September, 38 days until the U.S. presidential election. So glad to have you on board Take Action News on WEAC Radio. To everybody listening over WPWC in Washington, D.C. We're joined, of course, as always, by our Vice President in Charge of Board Operations, Danielle Gilday, and Daniel Marins, our Executive Producer. And, folks, we've got a great show coming up. And I got to tell you that, you know, this is the show where we like to encourage you. We like to remind you about what's happening in the world around you, in our government and media institutions, and enable you with the tools to take action to make a difference. In other words, if there are things that our government is doing, if there's something that our media is doing, you have the